こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。今バイリンガルニュース .jp で新しいマーズローバー T シャツ好評販売中ですので、ぜひチェックしてみてください。めっちゃかっこいいよね。
Yes.
1個目、 International Journal of Hospitality Management に掲載されたワシントン州立大学の研究で、レストランのメニューに記載されたカロリーのフォントサイズを調整することでカロリーの低いものを選ばせるよう誘導できることが分かりました。実験ではカロリー数とフォントサイズが比例しているメニューと反比例しているメニューを使い、被験者に食べたいものを選ばせてフォントサイズがすべて同じだった場合と比較しました。すると、自らを健康意識が低いと認識している被験者ほど低カロリーのものが大きなフォントで書かれている場合にそちらを選択する傾向にあり、時間制限を与えるとさらに顕著になりました。
In a study published in the International Journal of Hospitality Management, researchers at Washington State University found that adjusting the font size of calorie information on restaurant menus can influence people to choose lower calorie options. In the experiment, subjects were given menus with proportional and inversely proportional calorie to font size ratios. The researchers then compared subjects' choices to those made when menus had font sizes which were uniform. The results indicate that participants who perceived themselves as less health conscious were significantly more likely to order items with lower calories when those items were presented together with larger font sizes. This effect was stronger when subjects were given a time constraint.
So, 健康意識がもともと高い人はあんまり影響を受けなかったんだけど、まあこれはもともとカロリーが低いものを選んで食べてるんだろうっていうことで、なんか一応そのメニューの写真がここにあるんだけど、こう一瞬ちょっと混乱するんだよね。その低いカロリーの方が字が大きくなってるから、
right.
そのんっていうちょっとあれってなるんだけど、それもキーらしい。そのちょっと考えないといけないっていう、その大きいカロリーがでかく書いてあったらなんとなくね分かりやすいんだけど、急にこうちっちゃめのカロリーだけが大きく書いてあるから。
Does that feel backwards to you when you look at it?
うん。
Like the larger number should be bigger.
Bigger. うん。それを何効果っていうんだっけ、なんか名前があるんだよね。そのなんちゃら効果っていうのがあって、まあそれをちょっと今回使っていますって書いてあったけど、例えばここだとアボカドベーコンバーガー815キロカロリー、これはちっちゃく書いてあるんだけど、その下にケイジュンツーナサンドイッチ322カロリーみたいな、急にこう大きくなってんだよね。
うん。
でそれをこう見せると、こういうちっちゃい数字のものをみんなが選び始めるっていう。
You know, in some restaurants you can order, or sometimes you're forced to order using your phone.
あ、はいはいはい。
So you, or at some places you order using their app. But it'd be interesting if there was, you know, some setting you could enable that would turn on sort of these subtle nudges.
そうね。なんかアメリカは20個以上の店舗を持つレストランはメニューに食品のカロリーを表示することが義務付けられていて、イギリスも、250人以上雇用しているレストランの場合はカロリーを書かないといけないんだって。で確かに、まあたまにレストラン行くと書いてあるんだけど、まあまあなんかやめてほしいなって思う時もない。そう、知りたくない、あの高カロリーのものを食べたい気分の時ってあるじゃん。ああなんか、right. なんだろう、パンケーキ and waffles みたいな、 no, waffles and fried chicken みたいな、
Uh-huh.
Not pancake and waffles.
そうい
うものを食べちゃおうかなっつって行ってメニュー見て、それこそね800キロカロリーとか書いてあると、あやめとこうかなってなっちゃうから、
well,
見なければ食べたのになみたいな。
I like when they show the calories. And I have actually asked, you know, the staff how many calories are in things.
いや、ありがたいんだよ。ありがたいんだけど、そう、たまにあるじゃん。そういうちょっと今日は体に悪いもの食べようかなっていう時に書いてあると、あ、ちょっと無理だってなるから、ワークしてるんだよね。だから効果はあるんだよ。ありがたいんだよ。Yeah. 健康にはいいんだけど、たまにあの Five Guys ってあるじゃん。Five Guys もあの上にさ、Five Guys ってあのなんて言うんだろうね。まあ、ハンバーガー屋さんなんだけどこっちにいっぱいあるね、
うん、
でメニューのところにメニューっていうかこうあのレジのところで頼んで後で持ってきてあ自分で取りに行くスタイルなんだけどメニューのところに書いてあるわけよあれとかも、まあ、普通のサイズのハンバーガーとポテトとか頼んじゃうともう1000キロカロリーとか軽く超えるみたいな感じだから、
うん、
わあ見たくないみたいない
agree when it does bother me when there's sort of this arbitrary precision to the amount of calories, right? So it's like I can get this option, which is 684 calories, or I can get this option, which is like 692 calories. And the real thing is like not that precise, right? And either one could be higher calories when they bring it out, right?
Right, right.
So just round both of them to, I don't know, 850
or 900. まあ、そんぐらいならね、いいけど、この今回の実験で使ったみたいな800キロカロリーなのか300なのかってなるとかなり違うからね。それ見ちゃうとちょっと、あっていう。
Do you count calories?
No. No.
But what if it says like 20,000? You're gonna stop, right?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. あ、別にその火を通してカウントはしないけど、やっぱそのメニューを見て、何、やめるっていうことはいっぱいあるよ。
And for lunch, let's say, what's your threshold? Above how many calories would you stop? Assuming it's like not your birthday, there's nothing...Super special going on.
いや、やっぱ800とか超えてくるとさすがにすごいなってなるよ。
But you can go over 800 pretty easily, I think. At least in America, it's hard to be under
800. まあそうかもね。てか、まあ何のレストランにいるかによるよね。普通にそういう Five Guys とかだったらさ、もう高カロリーのものしかむしろ置いてないから、別にこう酒ることはもうできないの分かってて言ってるからそれはいいんだけど。
I actually have a somewhat relevant story. Like a couple days ago, I went to Sonic, which is a fast food chain, which is famous for you drive in and then, you know, preferably a woman with roller skates comes out and has like the coin thing on the belt. Anyways.I was looking at this menu, and I'm not familiar with the menu, but there were these two chicken burgers on the menu, and one was the chicken slinger, and one was just like the chicken burger, right? And I looked at the chicken slinger, and it was like 380 calories or something. I was like, okay.I'll go healthy and I'll get this chicken slinger. So I get the chicken slinger and it's this big. It's like, it's like a baby's burger. Like it's so, I'm holding it with like two fingers.
You didn't look at the price?
The price was, I guess, a little cheap. It's nothing's...I think I still spent, I think it was $17.
Oh.
Just for me. Just my order with the chicken slinger. This tiny, you know, it's smaller than a hockey puck. Okay?
Huh.
It's like $17, you know, which is like 8,000 yen.
Yeah.
It's like 2,000.
That's so not
200
true,
yen or something. feels like 8,000 yen when the when the slinger, apparently slinger means microscopic. Okay. I didn't know what slingers were, but yeah, I guess there's
slider mitaina koto.
Yeah, yeah, there's sliders. And then I guess a slinger is like even less fulfilling, like a version of a slider. I don't know. I don't know. They like invented this term like since I left and came back to the US, right? So anyways, I looked at the calorie number and assumed that a 380 calorie chicken burger was normal size, but no, it was tiny.
そう、値段を見るっていうのもね、一個あるよね。日本だとこう値段を見て大きさをゲスしようとするってあんまりやったことないというか、別に全部どっちにしろ安いからさあれなんだけど、こっちだとこうね、ちょっと安めだと、あ、すごいちっちゃいのかもなみたいな、足りないかもなとか、アペタイザー頼むときとかに値段で判断するみたいなのがちょっとあるかな。
How much is it for a fast food meal over there?
でも Five Guys とかそんなに安くないよ。多分日本のシェイクシャックみたいな感じ。ちょっと別に何ファーストフードとはいえ安いわけじゃない。
So like 1,500円ぐらい
かな。I don't eat the full size burger. I always get the little cheeseburger. They have this thing called little cheeseburger, little hamburger, and it's not little. It's really big.
Okay.
So
how they don't have a slinger or slider thing over there?
No.
Slider.
No. まあ、スライダーとかあるかもしれないけど、おしゃれレストランとかに行けばさ、ありそうだけどね。
Wait, sliders? おしゃれ？
おしゃれじゃない？わかんない。
What?
おしゃれ。たまにさ、ほら、ホテルとかでもあるじゃん。こんな、あの、ちゃんとこう、
really?
竹の串みたいのが刺さってさ。
What? Oh, like a little... Like a butler is bringing them around or something?
まあそこまでじゃなくてもいいけど。あるじゃん。ハワイとかにもあるよ。ちょっとおしゃれっぽいとこ行くと。ホテルとか行くと。
Really? うん。How おしゃれ like Outrigger or way more おしゃれ than that?
Four Seasons.
Wow.
Super おしゃれ。But this paper said, なんかヘルシーっていうラベルを貼るとみんな美味しくないって思い込んでしまう傾向があるから、それじゃない方法を模索している結果これみたい。
Yeah, there's a weird sort of Pavlovian connotation to the word healthy, because you've read the word healthy and heard the word healthy, and then immediately after you eat something that's like 微妙, right? Because it's healthy.
あとね、あの、vegan. Vegan cupcakes, vegan pound cakes とか、こっちで、あの、カフェとかでよく売ってるんだけど、あの、できれば vegan じゃない方が美味しい、私はね。そう。だから vegan の人には優しいよね、当然。で、vegan じゃなくてもそれを食べて美味しいって人もいるからいいんだけど、私はちょっと避けるかな。今までの経験上、ちょっと。あの、グルテンフリーとかビーゲンとかだったら。
So if there was a sandwich that had meat, you know, chicken or something, and there was a sandwich that, you know, is like the sort of soy meatball thing, you would get the meat sandwich?
Yeah, usually.
So,
でもあんまりなんか見たことないけど、あるはあるんだろうけど、なんかこっちでもベジタリアンオプションって言ったら、そういうなんかサラダとか。
So at Starbucks, they introduced this soy meatball sandwich. And every time I've been there to a Starbucks, when they're closing, they've run out of everything. There's nothing left. There's like a scone and a 1,000 of these soy meatball sandwiches that no one buys. And you know, presumably they expire, they like go bad. So I do wonder, like, is that like how much vegan stuff is being offered that just, you know, not as many, like it's good to have it as an option, but you can't try to sell like as many vegan meatball sandwiches as you sell, you know, arrabbiata or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Other sandwiches.
そうね、だからヘルシーと一緒でやっぱ美味しくないっていう、まあ、誤解の場合もあるだろうし、そうじゃない場合もあるだろうけど。
So I ordered it because there was nothing else left. And I was starving to death. Like if I didn't eat something, I might have like I was at the point where I had to eat this thing.
Yeah.
It's I couldn't finish it. I think I took like 2 bites and it was, I don't know. There are plenty of things that don't have meat that I like.
Yeah.
But then suddenly when there's the vegan label on it, I like, I don't like it generally. I don't know.
そうね。まあカロリー数は書いてくれてるとありがたいけど、なんか難しいよね。レストランの側もこうやってちょっといろいろ模索しないといけないから。
Do you think font color matters?
どうだろうね。でも赤とかで書いてあった、その例えばさ、800以上のものが赤字とかになってたらさ、ちょっとこう、ウォーニングっぽい。これは危険ですみたいな。
Right.
そういうのはちょっと効果ありそうだけど、ただその、提供しておきながらさ、それを赤字にするっていうの、赤字で表示するっていうのもちょっと微妙な感じするよね、レストラン側からするとさ、美味しいから食べてほしいけど。
Isn't red a more appetizing color than like blue or purple?
For food itself, yeah, sure. But if the calories are written in red, it feels like a warning.
It does draw your attention, though. So, like, you know, which effect is stronger, right? Like, things that draw your attention, you're going to be a little more likely to order. But, you know, it's not just the font size. Probably everything matters, right? Like the font placement, the font size, relative size, color, relative color, you know. And if your measurement ability or your measurement capacity is infinite, then you could detect the effect of even the smallest change. You know, like moving the text 1 pixel lower, you know, it's going to have like some sort of effect for some reason.
Yeah. 次。米国電気電子学会欧州シンポジウムのセキュリティプライバシーワークショップで発表されたサリー大学とロンドン大学ロイヤルホロウェイ校の共同研究で、機械学習アルゴリズムにタイピングの音を聞かせるだけで高確率でパスワードを特定できることが分かりました。実験では MacBook Pro のすべてのキー36個をそれぞれ指や圧力を変えながら25回ずつ連続で押して、ズームの通話とスマホの電話を使って録音し、機械学習に音声データを与えて各キーの音の特徴を学習させました。その結果、ズームによる録音では 93%、電話による録音では 95% の確率で正しいキーを正確に当てることができていました。
In a joint study conducted by the University of Surrey and Royal Holloway at the University of London,and presented at the Security and Privacy Workshop of the IEEE European Symposium of Electronics and Telemetry, researchers found that machine learning algorithms can accurately predict passwords by simply analyzing the sound of typing. In the study, researchers pressed each of the 36 keys on a MacBook Pro 25 times consecutively, varying the pressure and finger used.The key presses were recorded using Zoom calls and smartphone conversations, And then machine learning models were trained on this data to identify the acoustic characteristics of each key press. The model successfully guessed the recorded keystrokes from Zoom calls with a 93% accuracy rate and guessed those from smartphone calls with a 95% accuracy rate.
So, これ proof of principle study だから別に実際にこれまでこういう被害があったみたいなことではないし、まあ、カフェでパソコンを使った場合みたいなそういう実生活に沿った環境でテストしたわけでもないんだけど、
うん、
まあ、ただ機械学習が発達しているしマイクを内蔵しているデバイスっていうのはもうそこら中に蔓延しているのでこういう音に関するサイバー攻撃の脅威が出てきていますよっていう話。
うん、
でキーボードの端っこにキーがどれだけ近かったか、その端っことキーまでの距離が重要な影響を及ぼしているっぽいと。
うん、
それで判断、まあ、パターンがあるみたいな。わかんない。だから押すときに何かあるんだろうね、その場所で。
うん、
そう、そう、だからなんて言ってたんだっけな。
That's interesting. We don't need to know the reason in order to know that there is a statistical correlation.
そうそうそう。そうそうそう。まあ、そのね、なんで分かるかっていうのは分かんないなと思うんだけど、あの、ただシフトキーを使って大文字小文字を混ぜるっていうのはあのディテクトできないんだって。そのシフトキーを話すことを見破るっていうのは非常に難しいっていうふうに言ってた。
うん、
だから大文字小文字を混ぜましょうみたいな。
Well, that'll help against this specific attack, I suppose.
いや、あとこの研究に参加してないんだけどコメントしてるこのウォーリック大学の教授の人がいて、フェン・ハオ教授は、その Zoom の通話中にパスワードを含むようなものをキーボードで入力しない方がいいですっていう。だからこの音もそうなんだけどカメラがついてるじゃん。だから肩とか手首の動きとかそういうもので、うん、キーボード自体が見えてなくてもどの辺をタイプしてるかなっていうのが、まあ、分かってきちゃう可能性がありますっていう。
Well, there's also your eye movement, and wasn't there some research like resolving some insane detail out of reflections? You know, enhance meme type research.
And 最近だからパスワードを入力することなんてほとんどなくなってはきてるよね。
Sometimes you have to.
自動入力か、あと最近あの Apple でサインインとか Google でサインインとかあるじゃん。 Gmail のアカウントでサインインするとか、
そう、yeah. I end up having
ボタン1個押せばいいみたいな。
That's true most of the time, but I do end up having to type passwords out quite frequently.
For what?
Work related stuff. The Apple keychain doesn't really recognize some forms. Yeah. Do you remember the video of the potato chip bag?
Yeah.
Yeah. This kind of reminds me of that. You know, how... I mean, that's a video and extracting... audio. Here we're extracting, I mean, text essentially from audio, but it's not speech, it's key presses. You know how there's keypads on a lot of doors, like where people have to punch a number in? And without even being a sophisticated algorithm, you can kind of like see what keys people are pressing from the hand position.
Yeah. あれなんかさ、韓国のやつだっけ？なんか毎回さ、あれが 変わるやつあるよね。あのカードのさ暗証番号、いやいやいや、クレジットカードとかでもさ、うん、毎回そのポジションが変わってるやつ。ああいうのだと、
They do that on digital screens, but physical keypads,、うん、oftentimes the numbers are fixed.
Yeah, yeah.
So like someone with a telephoto lens can capture that pretty easily from like,、
うん、
I don't know, kilometer away.
うちもゲートの鍵はそういうボタンを番号を4桁押して入るやつで、このゲート内に住んでる人はみんな同じその4桁を押すんだけど、だからもう結構急い、まあ、周りにあんま人いないんだけど、パパパッと押して入る。
Four digits?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it, the key, the number or letter positions are fixed, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. It's just buttons. So.
I would rate that as like a, I don't know, 2 out of 10, like security wise.
Yeah.
I feel like that's very weak security. You know, we have such explicit evaluations for cybersecurity practices and standards, but actually in the physical world, the vast majority of locks are ineffective, like 99%. Mm. And I can personally just go on YouTube and find a video showing how to get through almost every lock. So,
yeah, but it's kind of amazing how this gate makes a humongous difference, because I guess it raises this 心理的なハードル for the 窃盗する人, because you can't really see inside. So you don't really know if there are people outside the doors or if there's nobody there, you
right.
know. だから空き巣とかそういうもののハードルは上がってる気はするけど。
So there's one gate?
まあ、ただ。Yeah, this big gate for
okay.
people and for the cars. And then there are flats and some houses inside the gate.
Okay, and so is it like a cul-de-sac kind
What's
of thing?
That?
Cul-de-sac, like a roundabout.
Roundabout.
Like you go in, and then the road there's a road inside that goes around in a circle, and there's like houses or apartments sort of built along that.
No.
Ring? No?
No.
Hmm.
Yeah, so it's kind of hard to see from the outside what it's like inside.
Right.
So it feels like that helps. And obviously there are multiple houses inside the gate. So if you're trying to break into one of the houses, maybe some other neighbors will come out.By chance or whatever, right? So
how tall is this gate?
It's quite tall. I mean, if you're good at, なんて言うんだっけ、you know, parkour とか, then I'm sure you can go over it, but...
Is it pointy on top? It's my image of like all the gates in Europe is if you like fall off a building, you'll get impaled, you know, by like a gate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
I think most gates here are
pointy.
Yeah, pointy. まあ、だいたいこう窓を割って入ってくるとかがね、多いっぽいけど。
Do you have any... I don't know. crime stories?
No. まあ、
no.
この辺はだからその、あの、この間ツイッターで写真載せたけど車上荒らしがいきなりすごいあって、その1週間ぐらい、もう車の窓がめっちゃ地面に落ちてんの、粉々になって、すごい綺麗な水色なんだけどさ、でまあ1個の道通った時に、まあ、1つ車がレッカー車に引かれてて、運転席側の窓が全部なくなってたんだよね、
right.
で最初あれなんか壊れたのか割られたのか何なんだろうねつって、でその道歩いてたらあこの車もないあこの車もないみたいな感じで運転席の窓を思いっきり割られてて、でも何が目的なのかよく分かんないっていうか、そのみんな当然車上荒らし警戒してるから別に車の中に何か貴重品を置くってことはほとんどないはずなんだよね。だから、
うん、
何がしたかったのかよく分かんないけど、まあ、あと部品を盗むとかはあるっぽいね車の。
Like the cat the catalyzer?
Like、wheels とか、
They're probably stealing the.
They're
probably stealing the catalyzer because it has platinum in it. So they like unbolt the exhaust. I don't know. It's sort of a common thing. Speaking of cars, I was thinking about. Well, and on the topic of this study.I guess, you know, predicting the key presses, I think they can do similar things to predict mechanical failure in automobiles, in trains, in aircraft. Amazing things are possible with these algorithms when you have, like a fleet.Like a large population, which is often the case with cars and washing machines and aircraft and stuff. So, like, you could have some sort of microphone, which is, you know, a vibration sensor inside of your washing machine, and it could predict, it could detect mechanical wear and with.High confidence, probably predict failure. Like how many cycles of laundry you have left, you know?
Right. もうこっちで電車それやってほしいわ。もうこっちの新しい電車壊れすぎてちょっと。
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, new trains?
Yeah, the old trains are fine for some reason. It's so analog, maybe, that it's working completely fine. But the new one that they introduced, like, last year, was it?
Oh, wow.
When it breaks, it breaks. 日本だったらさ、
Who made it?
ちょっとなかなか考えられない。いや、わかんない。もうなんか JR の人とかにお金払ってさ、コンサルで来てもらってくれよって思うんだけど、日本だったら考えられない壊れ方っていうか、その電車から信号を送ってるじゃん、その信号が壊れちゃったとかでもう何時間も運行できないとか、まあ、その壊れてる区間を走れないから全部すっ飛ばしますとかみたいなのがあったり、急にこうなんか止まって動かないとか、もうとにかくその壊れた時にあちょっとなんていうの数十分で治りますとかのレベルじゃないのよ。で最近ちょっともう2日ぐらい壊れてた時があって、その信号問題で。
What is this 信号問題 exactly? Do you know?
I don't know where this information came from, but on Twitter people were saying that the rats chewed on some cables and that broke some signaling thing, but.まあ、本当かわかんないんだけど、
ただその signaling like the like between the controls and the motors,
the train or the tracks, I don't really know, but a particular 区間 was just more unavailable.
Well, doesn't it seem like that could happen while the train is moving? Then
I don't know, but.そのなんて言えばいいんだろうね、日本だったらもう誰か何人もクビになりそうな、 なんかそういう事態が結構あって、新しい電車だから余計にこう新しいのになんでこんな壊れるのみたいな感じで言ってる人も多いし、あとその 壊れたらまあ壊れるはしょうがないじゃん。でじゃあそこに駅にいっぱい人がいて、私はそこに行きたいのに、じゃあ今からどうしたらいいのって混乱するわけじゃん。そこで日本だと結構、まあ、電光掲示板とか、まあ、普通の掲示板とかにちゃんと記載したり、駅員さんがいて、なんかこう分かりやすく大きい声を張ってさ、こっちの人はあちらのにお乗り換えくださいとか、なんか教えてくれるじゃん、別にこっちが情報を取りに行かなくても、right. だから一気に不特定多数の人数に情報を伝えることができるんだけど、こっちってなぜかそれをやらないから、駅員さんが立ってて、みんなが一人一人、私はこの駅に行きたいんだけどどうしたらいい、私はこの駅に行きたいんだけどどうしたらいいって聞かないといけないんだよね。でその中には同じ駅に行きたい人もいるわけじゃん。なんだけどそれをコレクティブに伝えずに一人一人になんかお伝えする仕組みになってるから、みんながなんかこう、ええ何何何が起きてんのみたいな。でそれ壊れてるっていうことも、そう壊れてるっていうことも伝わらないから、どんどん新しい人がプラットフォームに来ちゃうよね、電車来ると思ってさ、
right.
で電光掲示板がアップデートされないこともあるから、電光掲示板だけ見るともうあと2分ぐらいで来そうな感じとかもあるわけ、なんか分かんないで待ってる人もいるし、どうしたらいいんだろうってなってる人もいるし、だからそのコミュニケーションの仕方っていうかさ、もうちょっとああなんていうか、もうちょっと改善できそうとか勝手に思っちゃう。
If the train broke down like that for, I don't know, 12 hours like you're talking about, I feel like, you know, short of there being some natural disaster, you would see like public resignations at like a press conference, like a lot of bowing. Like it would be unprecedented in the history of this country.
So I'm talking about Elizabeth Line, but
okay.
これも鳴り物入りでさ、めちゃくちゃ税金を投入して作ったやつだから、ねまあ、確かにすっごい便利だから使ってる人もいっぱいいるし、そういう意味では成功はしてるっていうか意味はねある路線なんだけど、あのいい時はいいんだけど、たまにそういうことがあるから、ある意味 unreliable っていうか、で特にそのこの時間にここに行かなきゃいけないんだよなっていうのがある時に限って壊れるのね。だこの間私美容院行くのに40分ぐらい遅れちゃって、
right.
もうさ遅れとかのレベルじゃないないじゃん、right. もう40分はちょっとさすがにさ、なそういうのが、まあ、あと基本的にちょい遅れみたいなのよくあって、まあ、5分遅れるとかね、それもさ日本で5分も遅れたらもうそれは首レベルっていう か, だかどっちがいいの、そのあまりにもね日本はインテンスだから、そういう意味で働いてる人のストレスがすごいんだとしたらそれはそれで問題なんだけど、もうちょっとこう日本の鉄道会社に聞いてくれないかなっていう、どうやったらそんなうまくいくのって
different...
聞いてほしい。
Like being in the US right nowI'm still acclimating to the reality that standards are just different, you know?
Mm.
And it's not just service, it's not just how meticulous people are with their work, it's also the products, the things around you are just, it's just different. You know, it's like you were saying with, I don't know, saran wrap or whatever, you know?
Right.
I was using a Q-tip earlier, and the whole cotton just immediately fell off, and I was just scratching the inside of my ear, and I'm like, what is going on? And I look, and the cotton had just come off, and I was like, okay, I'll just get a new one. And then I sit down and start working, and I open this canned drink, this carbonated water drink that I have.
Yeah.
And I start drinking it, and the edge of the can is cutting my lip. And I'm like, what?
Oh, God.
I'm like, what is this? And I feel it with my finger, and it's misaligned. Like the edge of the can and the lid. I don't know how these things are made, but there's like a sharp edge. You know, so like the... You don't have to like watch out for stuff like this, you know, when you're in Japan, but like, you know, so there's this period of, you know, depending how used to being in Japan you are, like, of just acclimating, you know, adapting to just, yeah, trains are late, buses are, you know, not that safe, and, you know, all the rest
of it. Here, buses feel pretty safe, but then 急に終点になったりするの、なんかそのもうここで終わりですみたいな、急にみたいな、みんな降りてくださいとかさ、そういうのはまああるから、そうやっぱコミュニケーションの
問題、ね、yeah.
I mean, to be fair, things work pretty well in London. I usually don't have complaints. I love London, but some of the things like.あ、地味にちょっと思うのは、あの生理用のナプキン、女の人は分かると思うんだけど、私が子供の時は確かにこっちと同じで、あれさ、おにぎり分かる、コンビニのあれってさ、yeah. ラップが結構複雑に、
There's two.
コンビニのおにぎり、あのピローンってそうそうそう、
okay.
あのあれさ、ラップが意外と複雑になってるじゃん、その海苔がご飯につかないようにだけど、こうピリってやってシュッシュってやったらもうきちんとなるわけじゃん。だからその取る側はすごい簡単じゃん、
right.
工程が少ないで、生理用のナプキンも一緒なのよ。昔は日本もペリって一回剥がしてから、こう羽があるからね、羽の後ろのスティッカーがを守るためにもう一枚ペロって紙が入ってたわけで、それも剥がさないといけない、で大したことないじゃんって思うかもしれないけど、やっぱ出先とかでナプキンを変えるときに、そのペロってそのゴミが一個出ることがすごいめんどくさいわけよ、ロジ的にね。
うん。
で、日本はもういつぐらいからかね、本当にもう私が高校生ぐらいの時には変わったかな、こうそれをもう省略して、本当にコンビニのおにぎりと一緒でペリって一回だけ剥がせばもう全部きれいに剥がれるようになってるわけ。けどそっちはまだそうなってないの、こっちは、
hmm.
まだあの紙が入ってるそれとかさ、ちょっと真似してくれよみたいな、日本真似してくれ。でさらになんか幅が狭いんだよね、これちょっと欧州に住んでる女性のみんなに聞きたいんだけどさ、そのナプキンの幅が日本より狭いから、hmm. 羽付きだとしてもなんか幅が足りないってか、私小柄な方じゃん、それでも幅がちょっと足りないなって感じるから、みんなどうしてんだろう。だから日本でね、ちょっとごめんちょっと No ちょっとマイケル置いて帰ってけ、ちょっとこれだけ言わして、あの欧州に住んでる人ちょっと本当に聞きたいんだけど、羽をね、日本でその羽をしまえるアンダーウェアがあるわけ、わかる？こう普通のパンツに羽をこう巻いたら羽が外に出ちゃうじゃん。そうするとやっぱさ、洋服とか着てるときに外から見えちゃったりすると恥ずかしいから、日本だと羽をちゃんと中にしまえる特別な生理用の下着っていうのが売ってるわけ、
うん、
で日本のナプキンを使ってる場合はそこにちゃんと羽をしまえばちょうどいい幅になるんだけど、こっちだとそこに羽をしまっちゃうともう細くなりすぎちゃってワークしない、漏れちゃうんだよね、ちょっと。だから羽をしまわずにこう外に巻かないといけないっていう、ちょっと何言ってるか分かってくれる人がいるか分かんないんだけどみんなどうしてんだろうと思って、それを今ここでなぜか聞く地味にね困るんだよね。
Well, I mean, you can be the you know、
また生理用ナプキン作ろうかなこっちでって思うぐらいなんかスタートアップ始めようかな。
Well, there's probably, you know, patents on all of this highly sophisticated, you know, some origami technology.
でもだからさ、じゃあそのパテント持ってる人がここで売ってくれよっていう話なのよ。買うからそれ。
Are you?
何なんだろうね。
You're kind of. Do you think you're from the future in a sense? Like they just don't know yet.But it's for sure better.
知らないのか、まあ、その別にいいやっていう、そのそこまで困ってないし、じゃあね、その製造のさ、ラインとかを全部変えてまで新しく変える必要はないっていうふうに判断してあえてそうしてるのか分かんないんだけどさ。
うん。
いや、
Have you tried this this new saran wrap that I don't know if like new I just tried it wrap. The other day. It's called like what is it called?
The sticky one?
Yeah.
That's not new.
Oh, it's not? How did you know what I was talking about? New saran wrap.
Because it's been around forever, but and I see it in the States a lot.
They don't have that in... I haven't seen it in Japan.
日本にも多分ね、そのナショナルスーパーとかに行けばあると思うけど、あんまり使ってる人いないよね。
What is it called?
でもアメリカあれすごい好きだよね。
Pull and stick or something? Stick and...
いや、名前わかんない。My mother-in-law is an expert. She gave me one when she came here the other day, and she showed me how to do it. Okay. I suck at it. あのベリっていうのがね、she's so good. パチンって一回できるんだけど、私はもうなんかバリバリバリみたいになっちゃって引きちぎるしかない。
Can you microwave that? Do you know?
Apparently you can. It says microwave safe, but
it has like glue on it, right, or something.
Yeah, I don't understand the 仕組みだからなんかちょっと信頼できないだからちょっと怖いんだよね。このベタベタしてるのって。何なんだろう。これに熱を与えてしまって本当にいいのか。だってベトベトの部分が食品に触れちゃってるじゃん。
うん。
それが私はちょっと心配なんだけど。でも my mother-in-law was using it here to sort of demonstrate it for me, and she would freeze rice with it, and then she would microwave it, and it was fine. But
right.
I don't know what that glue thing is.
Well.
でもあれアメリカめっちゃ好きだよね。
It is. It works very well for certain things, you know. So if you have like a head of lettuce or something, that thing will just, you know, it sticks to itself really well, and so you can just wrap, you know, a carrot or, you know, whatever, like very easily. You know, with regular saran wrap, you kind of have to go like, you kind of have to orbit. To stick it to itself sometimes.
あとお皿とかはね、あのその日本のサランラップよりそのスティッキーなやつの方がくっつくはくっつくんだけど、いやでもやっぱ日本のサランラップも世界一すぎて、あれをどうして他の国で売らないのか。
So you're not using that pull and stick or whatever it is?
たまに使うけど、でも基本はうちは日本のサランラップをもう日本から大量に持ってきて使ってるから。
Need to figure out how that sticky saran wrap works.、
ね、
Maybe it's、
ね、
like a lizard,
ちょっと調べてみよう。
Lizard finger pads or some sort of nano structure.
あ、そういうバイオテクノロジー的な。
I think I'm being way too optimistic here. It's probably just glue.
あ、これでしょ、like、press and seal だ。Glad の press and seal でしょ。
Press and seal, yeah.
Press and seal, why sticky?
Something and something is a common like product naming scheme in the US.
The secret is that it has microscopic spikes on the sticky side that keep the adhesive away from the surface to be covered.
So it is kind of like a gecko biomimetic.Design then.
え、本当?
But do those spikes snap off and then, you know, disrupt your hormone production? You know what I mean? Because if there's spikes, then it seems like you're eating little plastic spikes.
It has tiny little bubbles on it, and it actually glues on in a way that saran wrap doesn't.
Bubbles.Wait, is it spiking on there, or is it like a suction thing almost?
Press and seal. Sticky adhesive. Sticky residue. なんかよくわかんないな。
Does that stuff stick to like your fridge or stick to the wall? Do you know?
I don't know. I mean, it sticks to your fingers for sure.
Right.
Hmm.
But like, you know, post-it notes have just like some adhesive on there. Why don't they?
Ah, but wait. It's called Griptex, derived from the main ingredients typically found in chewing gum.
Chewing gum? You mean plastic?
The adhesive we use for pressing seal wrap is frequently found on fruit and vegetable labels.
Labels? Wait, so there's an adhesive? Is it nano spikes or micro bubbles or is it adhesive?
I don't know. There's so many different. Mm-hmm. How do you?
How are you getting so many different answers? They're all like completely different.
Cling wrap. わかんない。ちょっとちゃんと調べないとわかんないよ、これは。
I was excited about the little Spider-Man grip idea, but now you're talking about glue, and I'm like,
よくわかんないね。でも、あれアメリカ以外でも使ってるとこあるのかな?
Like, what's saran wrap like, you know, in Eastern Europe, or like, in Nigeria, you know, like what's Nigerian saran wrap like?
You know? 逆に言うとだから日本のやつだけなんであんなさちゃんとしてんのっていう。こうラップ同士がくっついちゃうみたいなのもほとんどないし、でもねセロテープもそうなんだよね。日本のセロテープすごいちゃんとしてるじゃん。やっぱその金属の 歯じゃなくてもプラスチックの歯でちゃんと切れてるし、こう引っ張っただけでぐしゃってくっついちゃうみたいなこともないし。
Right, I don't like there's one they use in the States, which is like this clear tape ring like this, and then it has this sort of hooked on metal thing that like swivels around in circles and you're like chasing it around and you're like, what the hell is this thing?
How do you use this?
What is that?
ね。そういうのは確かに謎のものは多いよね。アメリカとかイギリスとかの方がこうなんでこれが人気なんだろうっていうか、なんでこの謎の使いにくいものが
I'm sure there are examples, you know, in Japan as well that I'm not thinking of right now.
まあ、chopsticks.
I actually think chopsticks are like just objectively, you know, a way more what would you say? Like diverse, precise. Like tool, but I don't know.
まあお箸はちょっと別として、まあそういうね、takes
a lot of training.
日本に来て、あ、これ使いにくいみたいなのもあるはあるんだろうけど。でもそれ文房具系とかやっぱ日本は強いよね。ハサミとかさ、やっぱその辺で買ってもちゃんと切れるじゃん。こっちはこうたまにその辺で買っちゃったらもう何も切れないハサミとかあるからね。
Yeah, there's. Yeah. I think there's just a lot of like things like scissors that are just not made to last very long, you know?
なんか気にしてないよね、多分ね、そういうこと。 まあただ日本の場合はその逆にすごいプラスチック使うなみたいなのはあるよね。なんかあのうちの息子がもらったペンテルのすごいいいんだけど、あのくるくる回して芯が出てくるののクレヨン版みたいな。だからすごいプラスチック使ってて全部の色がそれだからさ。だけどリフィルできないの。 すごいいいクオリティなのにまさかの使い捨てっていう。そういうのは海外の人から まあ、ヨーロッパの人とか見るとちょっとおって思うなる逆の意味でえこれで使い捨てみたいになるかもなと思ったりするけど
Just throwing away plastic And I hear that about packaging in Japan You know the individual packaging Where if you buy a bag of stuff Each bag of stuff has a bunch of bags
この間あの京都からお土産をもらってすっごい美味しかったんだけどこう四角い箱の中にちっちゃいプチケーキみたいなのが入っててそれが一個一個がすべてすっごい分厚いプラスチックの袋に入ってて、
うん、
こんなちっちゃいんだよもう一口サイズよりもちっちゃいぐらいなんだよケーキ自体は、right. それが本当にこんな立派なプラスチックに入れる必要があるかつぐらいの分厚いやつに入っててあこういうのはちょっと確かにね、欧州の人を見ると、まあ、引いちゃうというかえってなるかなとは思うけど
Well, it's the food to packaging ratio, I think Because、うん、in Japan, you can have such small treats You know?
Yeah
To have with your tea or whatever You know, if you get some like kokyu pudding It'll be in like these thick glassjars、mm. and then there's yeah, like yeah. there's like a one and a half spoonfuls of pudding in each jar you know it's like、
mm.
you're really supposed to like I don't know savor this you know nibble by nibble
yeah そうねそういうのはねあとそのケーキを巻いてるプラスチックのラップみたいなやつとか、
mm.
あれもこう
That's not normal.
こ、うん、こっちだとその大きいあれってさ切って置いとくとその乾いちゃうからじゃん多分だけどこっちだとその大きいケーキをそのまま置いといてもう買った時に切るみたいな、
hmm.
そしたら別に乾かないからそのプラスチックを使う必要はないんだよね確かに、
hmm.
とかあのティッシュのこれこのティッシュの箱のこれあるじゃんこのペロペロ
Right.
このティッシュを出すときに押さえとくこれも、まあ、ロンドン、Paper? イギリスだとこれは紙なんだけどそう日本だとここも全部プラスチックだもんね、
hmm. Is that an environmental deal?、
Mm, I think so、mm.
Is that like
でこれはさ紙でこれが紙だからこれをこのままリサイクルに出せるんだよね
Do they recycle it?
Yeah
Do they really though?
I think so.
I was reading about recycling and how there's so many, you know, it's so much less effective than it could be because we're mixing different materials that, you know, can't really be sorted effectively.
Mm.
And because a lot of these materials have coloration prints on them.Yeah, so it's like even if you're fully compliant, you may think a certain amount of material is getting recycled, but it's actually a lot less. Over here, they started using these bags for delivery where the bag, it's like a paper bag.For delivering packages, but on the bag it says it advertises that it can be recycled just like a cardboard box because、mm. cardboard boxes are probably the most efficient like recycling program so、mm. I don't know maybe aluminum cans are up there too but.、
Mm. 次
In a new study published in Work, Employment and Society, researchers from the University of Zurich found that 19% of employees in the U.S. perceive their jobs as being socially useless. This was the most prevalent in administrative support, sales, business, and finance jobs. The researchers used data from the 2015 American Working Conditions Survey to measure perceptions workers had about the social usefulness of their own jobs.While some researchers had largely attributed this perception to a sense of alienation, the most recent paper suggests that some jobs are less socially useful than others, while acknowledging the effects of social factors such as alienation.
Work, Employment, and Society に掲載されたチューリヒ大学の研究で、アメリカの社会人の 19% が自分の仕事は社会的に役に立っていないと認識していることが分かりました。この傾向は事務、営業、ビジネス、金融の仕事で最も多く見られました。チームは2015年米国労働条件調査のデータを分析し、労働者が自らの仕事の社会的有用性をどのように認識しているか測定しました。過去の研究では社会的有用性を低く認識することについて疎外感によるところが大きいと結論付ける研究者もいましたが、今回の論文では疎外感などの社会的要因の影響は認めつつ、相対的に見た場合、実際に社会的有用性がより少ない仕事はあるとしています。
Yep.
いや、わかるよ。私もこの 19% に含まれているもん。
so, Yeah, how so?
なんか前々から思ってはいたけど、パンデミックで強化されたっていうのもあるし、その新卒とか新人のうちは会社とか自分の、ね、職種のバリューをそのまま内在化するっていうのはできてたと思うんだけど、今はもうちょっと無理、大人になっちゃったら無理だなっていうか、まあ、前にちょっとね番組で話したことある気がするけど、別になんか卑下してるわけでもないし、悲観的なわけでもなくて、もう事実としてこうニュートラルにそう思うというか。
I think for most jobs, workers, you know, don't receive any specific or direct validation.Or even encouragement, like from an audience, just like generally speaking, for, you know, if you're in like a embedded in some corporate structure, you know, so many people just work to support their family, you know, rather than to try and like.I don't know, make an impact on civilization broadly, you know?
But, 私は個人的にはそれはあんま関係ないかもしれない。その、ね、クライアントとかさ、一緒に仕事してる人とか、上司とかそういう人たちがすごい褒めてくれたとしても、そういうバリデイしてくれたとしても、そことはなんか別に関係なく、なんかこう、なんて言えばいいんだろうね、エッセンシャルワーカーではないから。
What's an essential worker?
なんかその農業とか、それこそおまわりさん、消防士さん、保育士さん、看護師さんとかさ、工事現場の人とか、そういう実際に手を動かしてる系の仕事、そういうのと比較したら、コンサルみたいな、私の仕事みたいなんていうのはもう全く有用性がないというかさ、その
、right.
そう、だから、まあ、自分の仕事によってクライアントの企業なり何なりを助けることはできるし、こう危機を回避させてあげるとかそういうことはできるけど、それはこう元々のそのクライアントがやってる仕事があるってこそであって、別になんだろう、彼らがいなかったら私の仕事はないけど、逆はそうではないじゃん。私の仕事がなくても彼らの仕事の存在自体には影響ないことが多いから、まあ、クライシス対応とかはちょっと別だけど。
Well, I think that's true for a lot of jobs in which people do feel, you know, that they are socially useful because...
Yeah, and that's fine. I'm not saying that, you know, that 絶対的にどうこうじゃなくて、これ perception の話じゃん。
Mm-hmm.
だからそういうふうに感じられるんだったら、もうそれはそれで素晴らしいしいいんだけど、私個人のプレセプションとしては、自分の仕事についてわめちゃくちゃ社会的有用性があるとは思わなくなったっていう話。若い時はね、すごい重要な仕事だと思ってやってたけど、
You know, I originally studiedLike business and marketing, and kind of felt this I don't know, that it was not only not necessarily socially useful, but in many cases potentially socially manipulative or deceptive or whatever. And then I became more focused on finance and remember I was doing an internship at one of the major investment banks, and the CEO gave a speech, and his whole speech was focused on this Hungary sa, and he just kept saying Hungary sa over and over. And it was like we have to have a higher value than just a bunch of starving, cutthroat, competitive people that are just climbing, you know, stepping on each other's necks to, you know,
right,
get to the top and advance their career and stuff. So that, right, that was like a that experience was like a huge turn off in terms of like the social use, right, aside from the fact that it's mostly like a, you know, when you think about the fundamental purpose of just providing liquidity in a market, it's like, you know, you're moving money more than you're, like, the value you create is the liquidity, you know what I mean? Rather than like, oh, I make these things that make these children happy, which is like way more straightforward, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's exactly how I feel. But なんかそのそういう仕事をしててもやっぱそのアウェアネスがある場合とない場合があって、 like my husband is in finance but he's more like me, whereas、mm-hmm. I know some people that are like, you know, I'm the shit, you know, I'm moving like billions of dollars and this is so important, this is like the most important job in the world type people、mm-hmm. versus, you know, my husband's way more chill about it, like he doesn't think that this is the most important job in the world, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, ただ、メンタルヘルス的な意味で言うと、I'm the shit みたいに思えてる方がハッピーな場合もかなりあると思うから、なんとも言えないんだけど。
It's not sustainable though, I think. Unless you're like a brain surgeon, you know, and you're like, it's just unambiguous, you know, that
I, because when it comes to my job, I, in a way, I would say that I was happier when I was younger and thought that this is super important, you know, because
mm-hmm.
I never have to question it. I'm just like, yeah, this is so important. Like, yeah, like I'm a rock star. Like, mental health wise, it feels like that could have been better.
But don't you notice that as people become more experienced, get older, that it wears off?
Yeah. Yeah. I
especially
have friends
in certain
who,
industries.
Yeah. 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 I have a lot of friends who are in the exact same spot as me. 基本みんなそうじゃん、そのやっぱ新人とかで入ってきて頑張りますみたいな子とかを見て、みんな結構でもこっちは冷静みたいな。 It's like, yeah, I mean, I was like that too when I joined. I was like, you know, I love this company, I love this industry, this is the best. And all the older people were like, yeah, I mean, you have no idea みたいな感じじゃん、
mm-hmm.
実際そうだったし、だからみんなが通る道なのかもしれないけど、especially at this age, まあ30代後半になってきて、みんななんとなく偉くなってきて、midlife crisis みたいになってる友達が結構いて、私もそうだし、なんていうか、we can't do this forever, especially if we don't believe in this. So, じゃあ何ができるかな、何がやりたいかなとか。じゃあ自分ができることを追求していった方がいいのか、うん、やりたいことを先にちょっと追求した方がいいのかなとか、
うん、
そのできることで探していっちゃうと結局同じような業界になっちゃうよなとか、そういう話を友達と最近よくしています。
I think there's a lot of
みんな迷子、
you know, people's flexibility varies a lot depending on sort of their family obligations, their sort of
right,
you know, their situation, essentially.
Yeah.
So it's a real privilege for people to be able to pursue what they want, to take on risks that are.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of my friends are not married. They don't have children. So they can just, you know, figure out what they want to do. And 本当多分30代半ばぐらいでやっぱり完全に異業種転換する人っていうのが出てきて、もうなんか自分のインダストリーはもう I've had enough みたいな、 I've done it all みたいな感じで全然違う仕事に行く人が結構友達が周りに多いかな。
That may not just be a life phase thing. I think there is a lot of disruption in that particular industry. And I know people that are also doing the same thing in that in that industry. Although the reasons are...
Oh, no, I'm not talking about just people in my industry, you know? Just people in all kinds of different industries where they could have... They could be doing what they're doing and they're good at it and they're, you know, climbing up the ladder and they're like, 偉くなってる, but then they're not happy anymore. They're just sick of it almost and they want to do something else before they get too old. And I think now is sort of like the, そういうタイミング、なんかまだ動ける、まだギリギリ動けるけど、このまま待ってるとちょっと年取っちゃって難しくなるのかな、動くなら今なのかな、みたいな。感じで言ってる人が多いね、周りには。
But how much of that do you think is life phase stuff? And how much of that is just the state of the world itself? Because I think a lot of, you know, sort of traditional jobs are being disrupted. I mean, we've seen that at pretty large
scale. I would say, I'm sure it's both, but I would say the age factor is bigger, to be honest. Like,
But most people because that age in our parents' generation would have just stayed with the same company, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but it's not... as, I mean, at least for me and for other people around me, it's not really coming from the fear or anything. It's more like... I don't know. まあなんか働く時間期間も長いじゃん、もう定年とかもどんどん後ろに下がってってさ、じゃあ60まで働いて終わりじゃないかもしれないってなると、まあ親の世代とはちょっと違うよね。もうだって後半に差し掛かってきてますなのか、まだまだあるなのかによって、でまだあと何十年もあって同じ仕事をずっとこれをずっとやるのかみたいな、でもう先が見えちゃってるから、ああちょっとやだなみたいなさ、なるのかなと思うけど。
Yeah, I guess it still bothers me, but the idea of, you know, working really hard for some company where, you know, you're just sort of pushing pencils, you're sort of doing, you know, a lot of people have like somewhat repetitive tasks, you know, even in creative companies, there's a lot of work. You have a lot of chores, sort of management stuff that someone has to do. Now, so I have a close friend that recently just quit his job. He was just, you know, works for a very good company, compensated very well, but he spends a lot of time looking at spreadsheets, and that's not why he got into the industry. That's not really what he wanted to do. And so at one point he was just like, I'm done. And he just quit. Just and I didn't know he was gonna quit. He just told me, he's like, oh yeah, I just quit my job. And I'm like, what? You know.
Well, that's normal now, right? I mean, people quit all the time.
What he did was not normal. It's not typical for... It's just not... It's not what people would advise you to do either, you know? As far as, like, how to quit.
Okay. How did he quit? What do you mean?
He didn't like it, and he quit. You know, but, you know, the general advice would be that you want to, you know, think about how it looks on a resume. You want to work at, you know, sort of a certain amount of time. You know, you want to be there for at least like 2 years. You know, you don't want to switch jobs.
I don't think that's the case anymore, though. I mean, it was like that when we were younger, but I see people like quitting within a year or two all the time now. Like, I guess
if you want to work for a big traditional company in Japan, definitely, I would advise against doing what my friend did.
I guess if you have a solid reason, it's like, why not? You know? 結構その辺はすごい変わってるからもう、
mm.
まあある意味ありがたいことだと思うけど、
mm. I think it was, you know, he felt this this social usefulness thing, you know, like it's like when you're on the spreadsheet level, you're just so disconnected from whatever value that's bringing society at large, you know, even if it is. So
might depends. I wouldn't say that working on spreadsheets, you know, is bad or anything, but
I work on spreadsheets all the time. All of our databases are spreadsheets, so
yeah. And some people, I'm sure, feel, I mean, even doctors, right? I see a lot of reels and stuff where doctors and nurses talked about how they felt useless during the pandemic because, you know, people are carried into the, you know, ER, and but it's flooded, so they just have to, there's nothing they could do about it, and they felt depressed and they felt useless. So even these people feel that way. So,
and they were essential workers at the time.
Exactly. So, その人たちでもそう感じることがあるっていうのはさ、なんていうの、客観的に見たらさ、そんなことないじゃん。Just them being there is totally useful, but, まあ難しいよね。だんだんこうやっぱ、そういう社会的有用性のイリュージョンみたいなのがある場合はだんだん削られていくっていうかさ、まあ、ドクターとかナースの場合は別だけど、私みたいな仕事の場合はなんとなくそういうイリュージョンがあるのかなっていう感じはするけどね。
I was,
そのイリュージョンがないとやっていけないというか。
I was at a, what do you call it? Home center. What do you call it?
Yeah.
Hardware store? House?
Home center.
In English, what do you call it?
Hardware store?
I don't know, like Home Depot or Lowe's or whatever, right? I was at one of those, and I was looking at some hardware, and I asked this woman working there, it's like, how much would it cost to get something like this installed? And do you guys offer that service? She's like, oh yeah, we have that service, but it'd be a lot cheaper for you to just hire some handyman. I'm like, wait, what about the part where you try to sell me your service? Like, what happened to that? You know, she just, and this happens in the States a lot. They just completely skip that. They're like, oh, it's cheaper if you go next door, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where it's not really helping the company they're working for. You know what I mean? It's the opposite. Yeah. She is doing the opposite of selling the products that that store offers, right? But there's a sense of social usefulness in what she's doing, you know, like telling like what the better deal is, you know, telling me the truth rather than being the salesperson.
But sometimes it works, right? Like the other day when my husband went to get PlayStation 5, he was totally ready to buy it. But then the guys there were like, oh, come back in 2 days because it's going to be on sale. Or I used to do that when I was working for Gap. I know when things are going to go on sale. So if it's just 1 or 2 days, I would just tell the customers, like, you know,
right,
actually, this thing is going to get cheaper.
Would you tell them to, like, go to, you know, Uniqlo instead?
A different store?
Isn't that crazy?
But, like, being honest with them, the customers, they appreciate it and they might come back, you know, because they trust you now. They trust that you're not going to fuck them over.
Yeah, but I trust her. And so I would take her advice, which means I'd never go back to that store. You know what I mean? Like, I understand what you're saying, but there's there is a balance. Have you seen these accusations of farming on social media?
No. Farming on social media?
So it's this term I've come across recently in the last few days, where certain content creators on social media are being accused of farming. And this has sort of... I've noticed this after some of the monetization options for different platforms have taken off. So like people who repost viral videos or repost things that they know are going to get a lot of engagement or views, where their account itself isn't really a person or isn't really like their thoughts. It's just kind of posting stuff in a way to try to get views and engagement so that they can collect ad revenue or send you to their OnlyFans or something. And then that's being called out as farming lately on social media, where, you know, someone will have, you know, fairly viral content or something. And it's like, it's someone else's, you know, idea. It's someone else's post, you know, like someone will tweet something and it'll go viral and someone else will like tweet the same thing. 'Cause it's like general enough of an insight. So there's like social media post plagiarizing.
You know how to say that in Japanese in just 4 words?
Well, I've just called everything stemma, but what were you gonna call it?
That's not stemma, it's paktsui.
Okay. Well, are we using tsui?
Yes. We have to. There are words already.
Okay.
Paktsui.
Yeah, well, there is a trend of sort of professional social media use, which has led to a lot of accusations of farming.
I saw some Japanese influencer tweeting something like, まあ、ヘイダーからのツイートが来たときに、ああ、めんどくさいなって思ったけど、今はそれがお金になるから、やったみたいな感じって書いてるのを見て、これはある意味あんまり良くないなっていうか、その、すごいディバイシブな、コントロバーシャルなことを書けば書くほど怒る人がいるわけだよね。で、拡散されてコメントもいっぱいついて、それによってお金になるってなると、やっぱりそこを目指してしまうから、みんな。だから、
well,
あんまり仕組みとしてこれはどうなんだろうかっていう。
The motives are may be different, but the alignment of them is sort of the same, right? So it's like people still want retweets and engagement, and they want to go viral, or, you know, and then.
そうなんだけど、それがダイレクトに金銭に直結する、その怒る人がいればいるほどいいみたいな風に捉える人もそうやっているわけだから、
depending on the platform it needs to be for monetization, it has to be something that advertisers want to be shown next to, and so there's sort of this adjacent controls that advertisers have on most platforms, where if it is something controversial, you know, it's something that's getting ratioed or something, then advertisers will generally avoid it, and it so it'd be less profitable than something that was less controversial.
でもそこってさ、そんな分けてんの？あの creators program みたいなやつって。そんな分けてないっしょ、そこまで。
What do you mean by 分けて
る？そのなんかビューとかカウントで数字で見てんじゃないの、あれって、そのマネタイズ、そのお金払ってくれるやつって。
No, because the advertisers are deciding what to advertise next to. So you can have way more views and way more engagement, but way less monetization. It's not a one-to-one with views. It's up to the advertisers.
I see.
Yeah.
そうか。
So being controversial to try and farm, it's sort of, you'll have diminished returns for the same engagement. I actually saw, I searched for Mond, M-O-N-D, Gravity. On YouTube,
yeah.
Earlier, because I was researching sort of
the next story,
modified Newtonian, yeah. And I got a bunch of pornography, including what looked like child porn, yeah.
What? Why?
On YouTube. I don't know, because I was looking at modified theories of gravity, and I got
Does Mond stand for something different in the porn industry?
Not that I'm aware of, but if you search, well, I'm not trying to direct people to this, but those results were part of lists, and those lists were lists of like 30, 40 videos of just like pornographic, like weird pornographic content that is gotten by YouTube's filters by claiming to be like a massage instructional video or like a milking instructional video or something, but they're not.
What?
Yeah, it was like really dark and weird.
Huh.
So, you know, actually
maybe they thought it was a misspelling of something else.
I can show you the screenshot. Is this screenshot even legal? I mean, it's a screenshot of YouTube. I don't even know what's in the thumbnail, but that was a bit surprising. But it reminded me of your Twitter algorithm incident.
Yeah.
But the titles of these videos is like young teen, you know, sex, like just on and on, like all of these. There's just from searching like Mond Gravity on YouTube.
What the fuck? It's really messed up.
Of all things, I could search for and get like,
yeah,
like creepy results.
びっくりするよね。
Like,
まあ、Twitter なんて何もサーチしないでも出てきたからね。That's even more fucked up.
I think that was sort of opened it.
I just opened the app.
It hasn't happened
right
again, right?
There.
It hasn't happened again.
No, that was the only time. And a lot of people tweeted to us saying that they got the exact same video pushed to them.
So it might have been like some hopefully anomalous algorithm result.
It was shocking.
But this YouTube thing is like, I don't know, like I was filtering by recently uploaded, so maybe that's has something to do with it. But
yeah, それにしても絶対関係ないじゃん。Gravity と何の関係があるの?
Yeah. It's creepy.
次。
In a study conducted by Sejong University, researchers claim to have conclusive evidence for the breakdown of standard gravity at low accelerations. The researchers analyzed data on 26,500 wide binary stars located within 650 light years from Earth. According to the paper, data collected by ESA's Gaia Space Telescope observes that the accelerations experienced by binary stars are 30 to 40% higher than predicted by Newton and Einstein. The results are consistent with predictions made by the Mond theory of gravity, also known as modified Newtonian dynamics, proposed by Mordechai Milgram 40 years ago.
セジョン大学の研究チームが標準重力が低加速度で崩壊する決定的な証拠を得たと主張する論文を発表しました。チームは連星、つまり双子の星のうち地球から650光年内に位置し、お互いの距離が離れているワイド連星26,500個のデータを分析しました。論文によると、ESA のガイア宇宙望遠鏡が収集したデータから、連星の加速度がニュートンやアインシュタインの予測よりも 30-40% 高いことが観測されました。この結果は40年前にモードハイ・ミルグロムが提唱し、修正ニュートン力学として知られるモンド理論の予測と一致しています。
Yep.
モンド理論、the new porn keyword.
Apparently.
So what is going on?
I guess the significance of this research would be mostly the data analysis of, you know, these binary stars and the observation itself that that the acceleration is higher than predicted by Newtonian gravity. The Mond, the broader Mond theory itself has a lot of holes. But all the theories right now seem to have a lot of holes. So Mond sort of resolves certain observations of gravitational effects. So we can sort of do away with dark matter and dark energy, but it doesn't necessarily, it is extrapolating from our observations of, you know, the discrepancy in the rotational speed of the arms of spiral galaxies, which is a similar discrepancy to this acceleration discrepancy in binary star systems, right? So like the gravity is like stronger than predicted, you know, in these circumstances. So this doesn't explain, you know, black holes or sort of the larger cosmic structure. It doesn't explain gravitational lensing. So, you know, we see lensing where light is bent by something, right? So that's some of the strongest evidence for inferring the presence of so-called dark matter. So Mond resolves sort of the binary star issue, the dark matter, dark energy issue, but we still have the observation of gravitational lensing, which isn't explained at all by Mond. And there's also, you know, sort of the larger cosmic structural issues, where Mond doesn't explain sort of what we see in the cosmic microwave background. But as far as like, are these binary stars doing something that they shouldn't be doing based on our understanding of gravity? They are. And that's pretty clear. So we can put it in the same category as the galaxies now. Does that make sense?
That's cool. I guess.
Well, you understand the gravity thing, right? Like gravity, depending on the scale that we're looking at, seems to not behave the way it should.
Hmm.
According to, you know, Einstein and Newton. And everything else, for the most part, works almost perfectly. So that's the mystery that is deepening with this. Did you see the muon G-2 result?
No.
Remember we spoke with Kim Sang-kaw, a researcher involved at Fermilab, which is doing the G-2. So they've reduced the uncertainty range of that measurement significantly, I think by more than half or something. And so that really constrains the possible theories that are valid for, I mean, people are referring to it as new physics, so physics beyond the standard model.
New physics.
He actually talked to us about this well in advance, you know, that they were looking to reduce the uncertainty. And I don't know if you remember exactly what the G-2 was.
I actually saw the video of quantum locking. It looks like magic.
It does, right?
It's so weird.
It's like, it's more magical than the, is it called the snitch? The golden snitch? The little flying, the little drone with wings from Harry Potter. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Isn't it more magical than that?
Why are you comparing these things? What were you comparing it with, Golden Snitch?
I don't know, because Harry Potter is like a magical universe. Should I pick a different magical universe with a different...
Because
the Golden Snitch, I feel like... Because
the Golden Snitch is JPL not that magical. JPL could build
that. Yeah.
It wasn't... It's not that magical to me.
Really?
It feels like Harry Potter, there were a lot more magical stuff in there. Like the invisibility cloak, or I don't know.
Yeah, but it doesn't levitate. Okay, what's something... What comparison should I have made?
I don't know. I mean, Harry Potter is kind of... It's kind of out of nowhere, But the video was really cool.
For people that haven't seen quantum locking, they might think it's like CGI or something.
Yeah, and it just looks weird because when they moved the thing, I mean, it is locked, right? Yeah. Like literally, it looks like it's locked. And that's so weird.
Right, but it also moves freely. It doesn't like click into a particular orientation.
You can just
point it however you want.
Yeah, but then like it stays there. Do you know what I mean? Like it's locked. And that's something that you don't really see in nature, usually.
Yeah.
It doesn't just freeze there. So, なんかめっちゃ変だ、変っていうか、不思議だなと思って面白かったけど。
Oh, I looked into the maglev train that you were talking about.
Mm.
And apparently, the new maglev train in Japan does use superconductors.
Okay, yeah.
Electromagnetic superconducting.
Do they cool it or heat it up or cool it?
Yeah, that's the only method we have right now.
Oh.
Since LK99.
What about the one in China?
Seems to be a dud.
China, この子あるよね? They have an actual working maglev. There. I think it's slightly slower than the one that we're going to have in Japan, but I think they already have one that's working.
So the other maglevs that I saw when I was researching this were not did not use superconductors, but I didn't look at I didn't look at the China one specifically.
Okay,
but I imagine the China one's probably quite similar to the Japanese design, but I don't know. I don't know if there's that big a difference between riding on the I kind of want to ride it, you know, like, is it super smooth? I mean, the thing is levitating, right? It's supposed to be
yeah.
I don't think it's quantum locked though. I don't know, maybe it is.
I don't know. I get so much information from my son's zikang, you know, just random facts about, I don't know, certain animals and trains and...
What's the best one? The best Zukon that you have?
I think he has a beautiful... Maybe it's Smithsonian one. It's an American one. With all the norimono. And the pictures are really beautiful. We only mainly look at the train pages, but...
Oh, so it has other vehicles?
Yeah, like submarines and rockets and cars. Monster trucks and all these things.
Submarines?
Yeah. It's pretty big, the book, and heavy.
Okay. But how big?
I don't buy Zikan for myself, you know, so...
Usually the Zikan is like... Komogurai, it's like kind of smaller than a normal book. No, are the ones you have are huge. They're all huge.
めっちゃでかいよ。すっごい重いよ。
All of them.
Most of them. Yeah. I mean, he has this tiny like 鉄道オタク用みたいな、なんか大人用の電車の図鑑みたいな。
I think I kind of the zikans that I have are.Kind of like for adults, maybe.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, my son has National Geographic の子供用図鑑みたいなとこもあって like animals and like world stuff and whatever.
What's world stuff?
Those are interesting too.
Like the pyramids?
Yeah, it shows, you know, interesting facts about each country とか。And he has dinosaur ones. We went to this dinosaur show yesterday, actually. It's like, you know, it's like huge puppets, but you know where, like, people are holding it, but then you're like not supposed
Chinese
to see
dragon?
Them. Kind of like that, yeah.
Yeah.
So you, I was really impressed because the person who's moving the head is always doing the voice of the dinosaur. Voice digger. They make noises like, frah, frah. And they're so good.
Do they have a speaker or something?
they're wearing a microphone.
Okay.
And at first I thought it was like some pre-recorded stuff, but then I noticed halfway through that it was, you know, these people making these sounds like live.
で、すっごい上手なの。
なんかジュラシックパークとかで なんか恐竜泣いたりするじゃん。 そういう音を本当にその場で出してんの。
How do you think he perceives his like social usefulness?
Very useful.
Yeah?
Socially very useful. All the kids loved it. Everyone was okay. Happy. Very useful. Yeah, 面白かった. It was at the outdoor theater in Regent's Park. So if you're in the area with children, please go.
Didn't they use humans for the raptors in the Jurassic World movie?
I don't remember.
Not like all of it, but for a lot of scenes, I think they actually have a human in a suit pretending to be the raptor, and then they CGI the legs or something later.
So cool.
At least I saw a picture of the stage, like the set, and it was like these guys in half. It's half of a raptor. So like one half is like open because they're only filming from the side.
Yeah, the guys yesterday were sort of, they're not pretending to be a dinosaur because, you know, the dinosaur is this doll thing, but they were like totally into it and they were making all these noises and I was impressed.
Yeah. Peak.
どういう職業なんだろうっていうか, like, are they actors or Muppeteers or... You know, are they like this audio voice actor type people?
Did you say specialized Muppeteer?
In dinosaurs or puppeteer? Is that the word?
I think Muppeteer is only for
is
Muppets.
Is that a word?
And Muppets aren't the Muppets like a? Isn't that a specific thing?
I don't know.
Like, there's puppets, right? But like what? Like, what's a Muppet? Isn't a Muppet like a extremely offensive word in the UK?
What?
That you call, people call each other Muppets? Like, you know.
Why are they called Muppets instead of puppets? What is the difference between Muppets and puppets? Puppets are movable models of people or animals, animated or manipulated by people, while Muppets are a special type of puppets.
Huh. Yeah.
A puppet is an object that often resembles a human or animal controlled by strings, rods, or hands. Furthermore, puppetry is an ancient form of theater, and there are different varieties of puppets. Muppets are a special type of puppets introduced by Jim Henson.
Jim Henson.
あ、そうなんだ。 この Kermit とか Miss Piggy とか を Muppets って呼ぶんだ。
Okay, so it's like a sock puppet. It's a puppet where you shove your arm up and then you move the mouth with your hand, right? Is that a Muppet? Okay.
え、日本語でなんて言うの?マペット。え、なんて言うんだろう?こういうののこと。パペット?マペットっていうのかな?わかんない。マペット?え、こういうののことに日本語でなんて言うんだっけ?パペットっていうんだっけ?なんちゃら人形みたいな、あ、人形劇?みたいに言うのかな?わかんない。
That's puppet, right? So what about Muppet?
いや、でもどっちもじゃない?
No, you have to have a special...
いや、難しいですね、言葉。
You have to have a different word. 難しいですね。だいたい昨日みたいな、ああいうでかいやつもパペットっていうのか?
あれ何なんだろう?
It's a Muppet.
It's almost like a robot, but then...
It's 全身 Muppet.
どうなんだろうね。わかんないけど。いや、文字起こしのテキストと各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。宿題は、毎回20問ぐらい、リスニング、文法、単語、表現、いろんな問題を出しています。答えるとちゃんと解説が出てくるのでぜひやってみてください。冒頭でお伝えした通り、バイリンガルニュース .jp で今マーズローバー T シャツ絶賛販売中なので、ぜひそちらもチェックお願いします。
Actually there was some There's been a lot of interesting research on Mars recently, but this week there was some study saying that they've confirmed that Mars had a wet, dry climate cycle, which was conducive to life.
Right, right. あの、あれだよね。亀裂が入ってるやつだよね。土のとこに。
And they, the images I saw showed that this cycle would create these hexagonal patterns in the soil.
なんか鱗みたいな模様だよね。
うん。
なんか蛇とかワニみたいな。
うん。
いや、なので、yeah. 火星に注目しつつマーズローバーの T シャツを着ていただけるとこれ幸い。あと BN メンバーシップの皆さん本当にありがとうございます。皆さんのおかげで番組が継続できております。メンバーの皆さんは T シャツも割引適用されますので、ぜひよろしくお願いします。Twitter、Facebook、Instagram、Threads やっておりますので、ぜひそちらもお願いします。フォロー
お願いします。
X って言わないといけない。あ、リポストみたいな言葉変わったもんね、知らない間に。
Oh, I saw the, yeah.
リツイートじゃなくなってしまった。
リポスト。うん。
Yeah.
どう？
I don't like it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You don't like it.
I don't like it. だってもう、だから定着しちゃってるから、リツイートとかそうやってみんな言葉も言ってんのにさ、リポスとか言うわけ。
リポス。
リポス。
What's the other one? There's like a...There's, I don't really know what's going on. There's like a retweet, but then there's like a re, what is it? Like a retweet with a mention or quote tweet. So what's quote tweet now?
I don't know. Quote post.
Quote post.
Yeah, 本当になんか何なんだろうね。ロゴもさ、Threads と同じ色だしさ、白黒で。
ああ。
そっちに寄せてったみたいな感じになっちゃう、順番的にさ。なんかもう何なんだろうねっていう。
I have a theory that Threads is trying to become Twitter, and Twitter is trying to become WeChat, and everything is trying to become like something else right now. But we'll see Threads just become like eventually they'll change to a bird logo, and it'll just be like perfectly replacing. Because isn't how long until Threads is closer to Twitter than X is? You know what I mean?
あと今さ、インスタ開くとなんかうちの番組のアカウントのすぐ下にスレッズのロゴがあって、なんかすっごい大きい数字が書いてあるんだよね。で、何これと思ったら、そのスレッズに参加した何番目に参加した人かみたいな。
ああ
何これみたいな。別にそれ誰か知りたい、うん、なんか何630何万みたいな、ちょっと数字分かんないけど、全然違うかもしれないけど、そういうなんか桁が大きい数字が書いてあって、
hey, what's our number?
あなたは、なんだ、なんかそれ知りたい人、まあ、こうやってネットをつけると思った、ビリビリになっちゃう、ごめんね、ごめんなさいね、ごめんなさいね。あ、これだ、6,197,3,287番目にスレッズに参加した人ですっていうのが出るんだけどさ、
それ
これを別に知りたい人いるの
か、遅いか、
そうよくわかんない、まあ、しかも10番目とかね、20番目とかだったらまあ意味ある気がするんだけどさ、その数字をこのプロフィールの目立つところに書く意味ってあんのかなみたいな、よくわかんないけど。
You have any idea what to do with it?
や、いらないでしょ。Just delete it. What's the point?
Someone has the last number. Well, I guess they just signed up.
Yeah.
Okay, well, なんだ。
But then you wouldn't even know that either, so what's the point?
But if someone else deletes theirs, your number doesn't go down, right?
Mm.
So...
変わんないでしょ。
Hmm.
It's weird.
なるほど。
これがロッテリーみたいになってれば楽しいのにね。なんか何番の数字だったら5億円もらえますとかそういう。だったらなんかその番号に意味あるけど。
うん、
何番目の方にいくらいくらをプレゼントみたいな。
Yeah,
it's
weird. I don't think we would have won. I mean, what would you win? Dinner、
Money.
With Zuck?
サインアップもしてないのに勝手にそれが当たるの。
Congratulations.
それもすごいけどね。
The little confetti and balloons thing happens
Yay,
on your screen.
Yay, you get to have dinner with me. みたいな。
Yeah. You have an appointment with Zuck. Yeah.
I mean, I would go.
Yeah, sure.
And have an awkward dinner where I wouldn't really know what to talk about.
You have to sip water the way he does. Otherwise, you'll make him uncomfortable, you know? We all have to go like, you know, the...
Is that what he does?
Yeah, you don't remember like the, when he was, like the hearings where he was testifying before Congress or whatever about like Facebook, I don't know, Cambridge Analytica or whatever. And he was sipping the water.
Okay.
And he had like a very special technique.
Oh, そうなんだ。てか、ザッカーバーグ対イーロン、UFC じゃなくなったんだね。
Yeah, it's like the government of Italy is involved, and I guess it's going to be
I saw McGregor's comment.
Oh, what did McGregor say?
Well, he was like, I'm really glad the UFC will have nothing to do with this, みたいなこと。
Hmm. Is that...That he's putting down the fight, right? He's not like putting down the UFC.
It did sound like a shade, yes.
Hmm. Yeah. Connor's a bit out of control lately, unfortunately.
でも正直自分がプロフェッショナルファイターだったらちょっとなんかまあ嫌だっていうかさ。
それに出るために。Isn't yeah. Zuck like, he's like, I don't have time for this. I'm going to go like fight people that take the sport seriously and like something like that.
I don't know.
I think it was one of his three posts on threads so far.
Oh. Hmm.
Yeah.
そっか。終わり。
以上です。
Bye.
Bye.